Bernie Sanders declines to condemn harassment, violence against Republicans. By Joshua Kaplan on October 15, 2018. Senator Bernie Sanders declined to condemn the harassment and violence against Republicans in an interview with CNN host Jake Tapper on Sunday, and instead called on Americans to fight for progressive causes. A partial transcript is as follows. Jake Tapper, Senator, you just heard the comments from Holder, Clinton, and Michelle Obama. What do you think? Do you think Democrats have been too weak to responding to Republicans in the past, or do you subscribe to Michelle Obama's mantra, when they go low, we go high? Bernie Sanders, I don't think it's a question of high or going low. I think it's a question of telling the truth. The truth is you have a president who lies all of the time, a pathological liar. I don't think that's what the American people want. You have a Republican leadership in the House and the Senate that tried. It came within one vote of throwing 32 million people off of their health insurance they currently have. You have leadership there in the House and Senate that wants to do away with the pre-existing protections that people have in this country so they can health insurance when you have cancer or heart diseases. You have leadership in the House and Senate led by the president that provided massive tax breaks for the wealthiest people in this country, that for a 10-year period, 83% of the benefits go to the top 1%. You have a president and Republican leadership who supported a budget which would have cut Medicaid by $1 trillion, devastating for the elderly people, Medicare by $500 billion, Social Security and Trust Disability Trust Fund by $72 billion. You have an administration that doesn't even recognize the reality of climate change. I think what we have to do is be aggressive in telling the truth that you have a Republican leadership that's working overtime to benefit the wealthy and the powerful, while ignoring the needs of working families. Tapper, I guess the debate is, I don't think there is any Democrat official who would disagree with what you just said. The debate is, how aggressive should people who are Republican officials be disrupted when they are eating a meal at a restaurant? Is it appropriate for protesters to be banging on the doors of the Supreme Court? That's really what the debate is about. Since Donald Trump announced his run for president in 2015, Breitbart News has documented nearly 600 known instances of left-wing violence, threats, and rationalization of political violence and threats.